Hey.
Hey, so I just get a call from Haya Newstead, and she was like, "Oh, I sent a blast text to all my leads, all whatever, making sure that I'm helping them get the waiver." I was like, "Why
What
are
kind of
you?"
text? Like, what did she write in the text message?
I don't know if there's anyone she needs to reach out to in order to get the waiver, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. She just told me that she sent a blast text to all her leads. Now, I haven't said anything because I don't want to be complaining, complaining, complaining 24/7. But I've gotten so many complaints from patients that at this point I have to say something, that they're just like so confused because marketing doesn't let it go. They follow their leads.
Sometimes, like, there's definitely a lot of cases we have trouble reaching, so it's helpful.
That's fine, but if we
There's just
ask them
less
to help us, that's
patients.
different than if you see that we're already working on it and sending a blast text. And like Helen Young yesterday, I called Helen Young. She's a Medicaid applicant. The daughter is saying that Stella is calling her nonstop to onboard. I said, "You don't have to onboard because we don't even know if she's eligible for Medicaid yet." And Monica's already collecting paperwork from this woman.
Right.
So Monica's not even gonna have to onboard her because she might not even be eligible.
Well, like, that's not how we do it.
Like, I get that it's like you want to keep them in touch with the agency. I understand that wholeheartedly, but it is getting them so confused when they leave their hands in there and they're not like it needs to be like a fine cut. Like, they need to be like, "We're gonna get it assigned to somebody. If you can't get in contact, like, here's their direct line. If you can't get in contact with them, give me a call back." That's it. They need to define like what they're doing, because when I speak to the patients, they don't really like understand that they're talking to a marketer, obviously. But I'm like, they just take the initial phone call, and these patients are like, "Oh, they've been calling me for X amount of days." Like, they follow up like every day. Like, I get that they want the lead. I want it just as bad. But
Right.
it's
No,
like
usually, like,
getting
we ask if they
hairy.
need help with a case. Like, they need to just reach out. So I'm going to clarify with, like, Haya what she's sending out. Because,
That
like,
was, she's put a note that said blast text was sent out to blah, blah, blah. That was on Michael Cook for Haya Goldman's case.
let me look one second. I understand. Okay, I'm gonna clarify with her because I don't really understand.
I don't either. And
She's
then the other one was Stella onboarding that other one. And then I had another patient yesterday that was like, "So do you work with Stella?" And I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "Well, I just spoke to Stella today." And I'm like, I don't, like, if they want to do it, that's fine.
right.
But I don't even, and I don't want, the thing is, I don't want them confusing the patients because they just know the general answers and stuff, like, to get the patient in.
Right.
They're telling them what they want to hear. But then it gets to us, and we have to go down to the nitty-gritty of it, and then they're not happy with us.
Right. I'm going to clarify.
Anyway, I just want to bring that to your attention. I'll follow up on Michael Cook, and she's going to be probably tagging us both to, I let her know that Haya Goldman was out, but for anyone that follows up for that mass text, I guess, off her sheet.
Okay, fine, perfect.
All right, thank you.
I'll let you know.
All right, bye.